I will tell you about the results of our paper, which appeared a few days ago on the net, written in collaboration with Kostov and with Ivan Kostov and David Kutasov. In this paper, we formulated a matrix model for the two-dimensional black hole and explored this model to calculate some new physical quantities in the two-dimensional black hole. The starting point is the two-dimensional bosonic string theory, which is written here. Its sigma model action is written here, given as usually in terms of the two-component field. One component corresponds to space, another to Liouville coordinate. And it's well known that this theory has two classical solutions in the target space, for the target space metric and dilaton and tachyon fields. The first solution is just flat space with flat metric, linear dilaton, and exponential tachyon. And this background and the string theory around this background is well described by the so-called old matrix model, as sometimes they're called now, contrary to new matrix theory describing M theory. And the flat space case is well described by matrix quantum mechanics in the singlet sector, or only singlet states, as was shown long ago by McDowell and myself. Here is the action of this model, just usual matrix quantum mechanics with kinetic term and some arbitrary potential. The idea of correspondence to the string theory was based on even older idea of François David and myself, which proposes to present the world sheets of two-dimensional string theory, of essentially one-dimensional string theory, one plus one-dimensional string theory, as planar graphs, which give the discretization of the world sheet. So here is the planar graph of this theory if we expand into with respect to the coupling of this potential, say cubic coupling here. Arbitrary graph represents some arbitrary realization of a world sheet, and the vertices of this graph have some positions in time, so that integrating over time and summing up over graphs, we actually sum up over, we perform the functional integral for this theory, integrate over the world sheets of this theory. The second case, the second classical solution found found from the low energy action, so-called dilaton gravity, found in the papers of Mandel and co-authors and Elitzur and co-authors, is the so-called Seeger space, or Seeger space, which is, or the dilatonic black hole, which is given by the following metric. In the gauge where we have a linear dilaton background and tachyon is zero, here is the metric. And geometrically, this space looks like a cigar, asymptotically for big phi, for big Liouville direction. It is a cylinder, a flat cylinder, but if we go to the negative phase, at some point the cylinder stops by we have impenetrable wall due to the curved metric of this cigar. And the horizon is degenerated into a point, at least for the Euclidean case. Now, a natural question is what is the holographic description or matrix model description? In many cases, holographic description means just a matrix model. Equivalent formulation in terms of matrix model, not in terms of the Wolschitz string theory. There were many attempts to answer this question. There were many proposals trying to derive the matrix, the black hole out of the singlet sector of the matrix model. I don't discuss these projects now because our all results now because our proposal is quite different. We want to explore the physical phenomenon which corresponds to the condensation of Kosterlitz-Tauless Berezinski vortices on the wall sheet of the string, of the two-dimensional string, and describe this phenomenon by non-singlet states, by non-singlet sectors in matrix quantum mechanics. So let me proceed with a few steps leading to this matrix model. First of all, our construction is entirely based on a very interesting conjecture, still unpublished, still existing as a folklore, of Fateyev, Zamolochikov, and Zamolochikov, which this conjecture says that there are two equivalent models. There is a duality relation between two very different models. The first one is the well-known Cosette model, SL2C over SU2 times U1, level K. We know that for a particular K, it will be the usual dilatoning black hole. And the so-called Sine-Liouville theory, which looks very much like sigma model for 1+1 dimensional string, but the central charge is not fixed to 26. It's given by this formula, since Q is changing, the central charge is changing. But we can identify these models by considering various physical quantities of them. First of all, let's compare central charges. Here is the central charge for the Cosette model, here for Sine-Liouville. Let's put them equal. Then we'll immediately realize that both models have asymptotic states corresponding to a compactified dimension with the radius r equal to square root of k or square root of 2+1 or q square in two different models. So for equal central charges, asymptotic states look similar. The dimensions of these states, which are given by this formula, also appear to be equal in those two models. For the Sine-Liouville theory, these are vertex operators given here in terms of winding and momentum modes. But of course, it would be not enough. There are many conformal theories having the same the same spectra of operators, but they could be different. And Zamolodchikov and Fatev compared also the correlators, two-point and three-point correlators. I don't give here these complicated formulas presented in terms of gamma functions, ratios of gamma functions, but the coincidence is very spectacular. It's true for a large class of quantum numbers, winding momenta. So here it's really safe to conclude that those two models are equivalent. The black hole point is only one point is a particular point in both models. If we put C equal to 26, K to 9 over 4, which corresponds to R, the compactification radius, 3 halves, we know that in this model we obtain Witten's Cosette model for the black hole. At this point, we conclude that the sign Liouville will also describes the black hole. Let me point out that the cigar wall in the phi direction, in the negative phi direction, is substituted in the Sein-Liouville model by Liouville wall, which doesn't look like a wall classically, because the potential is fluctuating in the x direction. So in fact, there are valleys which go downstairs here, and the potential classically is unstable. But apparently, quantum mechanically, we have a wall, and the wave function of the model is quickly going to zero in the negative phi direction. Now, we consider a third model to describe the black hole. Namely, we will work with the usual C equal to 1 string theory, and we'll always keep, here is a sigma model, which reminds very much Sein-Liouville, but the difference will be that Q is equal to 2 here, and 2 minus 2, and we'll always keep the total central charge 26, as it should be for the string theory. But we will vary R, the compactification radius, and the two other physical parameters in the theory are lambda. We can call it the fugacity of vortices of because this is like a Sein-Gordon term coupled to gravity. It describes vortices, as we know, on the wall sheet, or it's just a coupling to windings with the charge 1, and mu is the cosmological constant. We also introduced the cosmological term. In principle, mu should be put to 0 at the end if we want to describe the black hole. And R should be put to 3 halves. But let's consider a more general model. We are able to solve it, and at mu equal to 0, R equal to 3 halves, all three models coincide with the black hole. Immediately from this section, we can derive the KPZ DDK scaling between lambda and mu couplings, which are related by this power of R, depending on R. Another physical coupling is G string, which is known in this model to be just 1 over mu, 1 over cosmological coupling. So we have one parameter is G string, 1 over mu, and another physical parameter is this dimensionless parameter Z, which, for example, for a given particular genus, in genus expansion, describes the same physics. If we fix Z and vary lambda and mu, it will be the same physics. Here is the lambda mu space. these curves correspond to constant physics in lambda mu space. And we have two perturbative regions. One corresponds to big mu's, perturbative from the point of view of string perturbation theory. One is for big mu. It's the usual domain of C equal to 1 without vortices, which is well described in the old matrix model formalism. And here another perturbative region. Mu is small, or just 0, and lambda is very big. It corresponds to very big vorticity. Vortices start condensating on the walled sheet. And from the point of view of the old Kosterlitz-Taules-Berezinski picture, this should be an uninteresting region where vortices, where we have no long-range order, where in principle the theory should flow to C equals 0. But we'll show that, in fact, when the walled sheet fluctuates, this region becomes provides, at least in some range of Rs, a new phase, which can be called the black hole phase, and it's worth studying. So our problem is to go from the well-studied region of big mu's, small lambdas, to the region which is not studied yet, big lambdas and small mu's. We should invent some formalism for it. And the matrix model will provide this formalism. Then the KPZ DDK scaling gives us the possibility to expand the partition function, the string partition function, which I call F. Sometimes it's called Z. In powers of mu, this is the spherical contribution. And together with, and we add A of Z of this parameter, dimensionless parameter Z, to the standard contribution, no vortex contribution for the sphere, to describe the contribution of vortices already. The same for torus. This is the known expression with no vortices, but it should be corrected by vortex contributions, etc., for other genera. We will see that, in fact, our matrix model extrapolates between the known C equal to 1 string theory, which corresponds to Z equal to 0, and unknown black hole physics with Z equal to going to infinity. But it will be possible only, here we have the central charge and R compactification radius diagram, it will be possible only between the self-dual radius, for the radii between self-dual radius and Kosterlitz-Taules radius. So for R more than 2, there is no nothing new here. The vortices are, we can ignore the vortices, as was shown by Gross and Klebanov about 10 years ago. I mean, it's the same phenomenon as for Kosterlitz-Taules, for the Kosterlitz-Taules system, which survives also with, for fluctuating walk sheets. Then here, between 1 and 2, we have a new phase. But below self-dual radius, probably nothing interesting exists, and the system flows to C equal to 0 in infrared, no matter fields, just pure gravity. Now, the matrix model, very brief formulation of our matrix model. It is based on the matrix quantum mechanics compactified in space direction. X is space here, which was pioneered by Gross and Klebanov. And the actual model, which we'll consider, is the matrix mechanics, quantum mechanics with twisted boundary conditions. It was proposed in the paper of Bulatov and myself in 91. and will follow more or less the model of this paper, but there will be some new ingredients. This twisting offers the possibility to classify the states of the matrix model with respect to representations. And it was conjectured by Gross and Klebanov that higher representations contain vortex excitations on the wall sheet, and we showed it explicitly by with Bulatov in this discretized wall sheet picture. You see, the model has the periodic boundary condition, but it is twisted by an element of SUN, this condition. What happens now to planar graph picture? We have, again, planar graphs, and we have new discrete variables, M, VV prime, actually, which correspond to windings of propagators around the compact direction. Around the compact direction of the radius r. If we sum up these integers along some phase, we get vorticity, in fact, flowing through this phase. And the twisting angles give kind of fugacities of vortices. They give factors trace omega to the power mf. Mf could be positive, negative. So every vortex of charge MF is weighted by this factor, trace omega. Then if we now write the Feynman rules for this theory, we discover the statistical mechanical model, which is precisely the Wilein model for Berezinski, Kostelis, Taulis vortices. You see here is the typical action for Wilein model. We don't have square here, but it's in the same class of universality, of course. We have sum over genera with n to the, which is 1 over n expansion. Sum over graphs, which represents sum over wall sheets, etc. And integral over vertices of graphs, which represents embedding into one-dimensional space. The next step, which is also standard, at least in singlet sector, is to go to the double scaling limit. And in the matrix potential, we know that fermions, if we speak about singlets, they fill up the well up to almost the top, up to some chemical potential mu, which is close to the top. And all the interesting happens around this quadratic top. And the rest of the potential serves as a wall at the ultraviolet cutoff in the string theory. We shift the matrix to this top and obtain the model of inverted oscillator with the wall somewhere far away from the top. The twisted boundary conditions now are formulated in terms of diagonals of the twisting matrix omega. Everything depends only on diagonals, z1, etc., zn, which are on the unit circle. And now we can use this Gaussian doubly scaled matrix model using a kind of analytical continuation. We can do it even for non-singlets, but we hope that this picture of double scaling survives in non-singlets as well, although the eigenvalues are not fermions anymore. And we arrive at the following string, at the following free energy for this model. We go also to the grand canonical ensemble. It's known to be useful to solve the model, and mu, the chemical potential of the grand canonical ensemble, serves as a cosmological coupling, in fact. We also we integrate over twists and introduce a projector onto the states with charges plus minus one, it can be shown that this exponent with the potential for twists, lambda zk plus zk minus one, just introduces, projects in the double scaling limit everything to the sector of charges plus minus one in the faces of the graph. And the most important fact is that, in fact, this theory is a tau function of Toda hierarchy. This expression. It's just the solitonic tau function for the Toda hierarchy. Some quite general case of it, although not the most general. You see that, in fact, this expression is not very well defined. You have horrible poles in the denominator, and it needs to be better defined. And the best thing we decided to define it just to forget about the matrix, about this expression at all, and write the Toda equations instead. Here is the Toda equation for the free energy, since it's tau function of Toda hierarchy. It's expressed completely in terms of physical quantities. G string, which is 1 over mu, and lambda, which plays the same role as lambda in the Sine-Liouville theory, the fugacity of vortices, the coefficient in front of Sine-Liouville term. You see, it's a difference equation, and mu goes in the imaginary directions here, along the lattice in imaginary direction. We have to use the boundary, we have to find some boundary condition, and as a boundary condition, we take, of course, f of 0 mu, with the case of no vortices, which was described in the compactified case by Gross and Klebanov. They found this beautiful solution. The genus expansion is here, and it shows the self-dual nature of this expression with respect to T duality, R to 1 over R. These equations with these boundary conditions in principle describe the whole theory, the whole 1 plus 1 dimensional string theory, but of course there are complicated non-perturbative questions which are inherited from the old matrix models and which are not resolved here. But we can do very effectively by this means the perturbative calculations for given genera. For that, we use the KPZ-DDK scaling and expand with respect to, you can expand with respect to 1 over mu square, which is G-string expansion, or equivalently in these powers of lambda. Okay, thank you. For the sphere, in the large mu limits, we can substitute this discrete operator by just d mu square. We get the following equation. We use our ansatz based on KPZ scaling and solve this equation for this quantity, for essentially free energy, and obtain this nice solution in terms of y variable, which is more or less a power of z variable, which I introduced before on the previous transparency. So we get the following solution, and the free energy is represented here. It coincides with the formula conjectured by Greg Moore in 92, and here, this is the derivation of this formula. Greg Moore considered the sine Gordon coupled to gravity. Then we can go even further. We can substitute the ansatz with the torus corrections and obtain the whole partition function for the torus. And lambda and mu are arbitrary constants here. Now we can even write the differential equation for general genus. It's a triangular system of equations. It's actually an ordinary differential equation with polynomial coefficients. If we go to some specific variable, we were not able to solve it, but in principle, it contains all information about all the genera. It's reduced to some ordinary differential equations. Now, the black hole limit. We have to send z to infinity, which amounts to sending lambda to infinity and keep mu fixed, because r is less than 2 here. Then analyzing the essentially the Moore's formula, we see that for r between 0 and 1, this is it is impossible to do this limit along real z's, because we encounter some singularity, some branch point at specific z critical more than 0. It's an obstacle to reach the black hole limit. And Hsu and Kutasov long ago understood that, in fact, the system flows here to C equal to 0, C equal 0 string theory in the infrared. But there was another regime overlooked in this paper, which we found now. For R between 1 and 2, actually, there is no singularity in Z on the real positive axis, and we can send Z to infinity, and we extrapolate all our results and find such an expression for the partition function, string partition function at any R. Mu is not present here. B's are some universal constants. We found first two of them. The other can be found only after solution of these differential equations, which were in the previous transparency. At R equal to 3/2, this is a usual black hole, due to the conjecture of Fatiev, Zamolochikov, Zamolochikov, and the partition function looks as follows. This is the Segar partition function. We extracted the next coefficient. You see that we have a specific scaling, integer scaling here for R equal to 3/2 lambda to the 8. In principle, one can speculate that this term is not non-universal and can be thrown away. And we obtain, and also we know that the mass of the black hole is just proportional to g-string minus 2, which means lambda to the 8. And we obtain the expansion of free energy for the black hole, starting from log m with this universal coefficient. And the next powers should be found by the solution of equation. The thermodynamical consequences of these calculations will be discussed in the talk of David Kutasov tomorrow. And the last transparency, sorry, just commencing problems. So first of all, in fact, we can generalize the model and introduce all the couplings of windings, which gives us the generating function of correlators of winding numbers. And in fact, these couplings appear to be times of Toda hierarchy. So we have an infinite symmetry in this model corresponding to Toda hierarchy. This can be explored for to various calculations. But we didn't yet figure out how to describe momentum modes in this theory. Then Minkowski continuation is also possible in this theory, because in fact we can expand the partition function into representations with specific Hamiltonians. I forgot here, this is a Hamiltonian specific representation R in terms of eigenvalues, which is given here. So in principle, the analytical continuation to Minkowski time is direct for each Hamiltonian, and we could try to use to calculate the entropy of states in the black hole directly from these Hamiltonians, which is not yet solved but problem, but I think it's quite possible now to solve it using combining Toda approach and these Hamiltonians. Also, one can look at various problems like black hole formation, scattering of states of this black hole, etc., in this formalism of Hamiltonians. And An interesting problem is to find the generalization of Dasjewitski-Polchinski collective field approach in the presence of vortices using those Hamiltonians, and this probably describe the space-time picture for this string theory and maybe describe some new solutions, this curved metric within this model. Thank you. Sorry.
We have time for a couple of questions.
I noticed that your free energy actually is equal to a negative number times the logarithm of m in the previous transparency, which basically means that you have a system with negative specific heat.
Yes, that's actually...
So that means it will start decaying, and if it's a black hole,
yes.
Do you have some picture of what is Hawking radiation in your...
No, I mean, this question was not yet studied. I hope these Hamiltonians in non-singlet states probably will provide the useful framework for studying it. But as concerns the this negative sign, apparently, if we are not wrong in the interpretation, apparently it shows some instability, and was commented to us by David Gross, this probably means that in the two-loop approximation we should see some maybe complex result, maybe some impossibility to of this analytical continuation. I don't know what will happen, but somehow this instability should show up. And probably David will tell more about this problem during his talk.
Is a question there?
Yeah, I think that...
Go ahead.
Okay. I think there's a general feeling that the proper understanding of black hole physics must come with the understanding of non-perturbative string theory. And do you think that these models can make sense non-perturbatively? Because you have only a genius expansion.
Of course, this is maybe the most interesting question which I would like to answer. And I want only to show once again our definition. Our mathematical framework for this model, it's defined by this equation with these boundary conditions. Already in this function which serves as boundary conditions, you see that you have well-defined series in 1 over mu, but of course you will have also exponential corrections because the series have a zero radius of convergence. They are factorially growing, as well known. Probably, I hope so, that this equation, if this theory exists at all, non-perturbatively, this equation defines this theory. But we probably have to think of finding the most relevant boundary condition for it. I think it's a good framework to answer this question, but the answer is not yet known.
You seem to have a map.
Thank you.
You seem to have a map between the operators in the...
Sorry, I didn't hear.
You seem to have a map between the operators in the Sine-Liouville theory and the Segar metric at the Segar radius, r equals 3/2. And you seem to be able to change the radius of the Sine-Liouville theory. Can you map an infinitesimal deformations of that radius in Sine-Liouville to some change of the radius in the black hole metric?
This is a good question. So the question is whether what does it mean this theory for different radii? Yes, if
right.
We say deviate from r equal to 3/2, it's also a very interesting question. Everything seems to be so similar for r equal to 3/2 and r a little bit away from 3/2, except maybe of this integer scaling, which I showed right. In the result that the spherical contribution is lambda to the 8, and it might be considered as non-universal. But It's hard to believe that these models for R away from T-half do not exist, and it's hard to believe that they do not correspond to some curved metric of the target space. So probably it's a challenge to try to describe them now. There was pointed out to us by Susskind and Schenker that maybe we have to look for non-zero tachyon condensate to correct the standard dilatonic black hole solution and to find the way to describe R non-equal to 3/2.
Just to follow up that question, doesn't it mean that there's some equation of motion that's not being imposed? Because usually in describing the black hole solution, the radius is determined in terms of the mass. So your parameter lambda should presumably be related to the radius by some non-singularity condition of the metric in classical dynamics. So it seems like that freedom isn't there in the space-time description precisely because...
You cannot vary R?
That's right. It's R is fixed. It's the temperature of the black hole, and that's fixed by some non-singularity condition of the metric.
What do you mean? In principle, it's a parameter of our model. Lambda and R here look like different parameters. Of course, it's a question how to identify precisely the black hole here. R should be equal to 3/2 when we describe the black hole, and lambda may be some function of R. This is one possibility. But I think still we define not one model here. There are many models. Maybe I didn't understand. Maybe you mean that in the infrared it will go down to the same model, even if you take a different R?
If it's just a black hole, it has a fixed temperature.
Of course.
It's determined
the only thing we claim for the moment that the black hole in this picture is described only for R equal to 3/2.
Maybe I should rephrase the question. Do you understand what the other values of R are describing?
No. The answer was, I gave the answer a minute ago, that it's hard to believe that there are no other models similar to the black hole. We hope that it's a black hole phase. But we don't know what it means. The space-time picture is completely unknown for this model.
It's a question here.
Well, the 1+1 dimensional string theory, being integrable, has infinitely many conserved quantities. So there could be other black hole solutions with different values of conserved charges, not characterized only by mass and temperature, but by other things as well, in which case the temperature might be different.
That's our hope, according to this comment. Susskind and Schenker, maybe we have to fix some other tachyon couplings to tune to some new black holes. Especially, I think maybe there exist some interesting solutions for rational values of R here, because it seems to be natural that the power lambda of the free energy for the sphere would be integer. At least then I don't see any difference between R equal to 3/2 and any other non-integer point. But of course this question is not well understood for the moment.
Since we stop the questions here and thank the speaker once again.